Evergreen Place by Helen Martins. There comes a day each September when you wake up and know the summer is over and fall has arrived. The slant of the sun looks different and something is in the air, a coolness, a hint of frosty mornings to follow. Anne Rinaldi. The first day of fall was September 22nd, the day when day and night are the same length. Fall, or autumn, is a gorgeous season, when the leaves turn to a golden color and the weather cools down a bit. I love the autumn season. Let's welcome in the fall. I have mentioned chokecherries in past articles, once again I must do it. Margaret Rollo's sister-in-law, Debbie Serraras, read in the Evergreen News that I had not found any chokecherries this summer and would have to wait another year for chokecherry syrup. She gave Margaret two of her jars, one for Margaret and one to give to me. Thank you, Debbie. Maybe sometime I will meet you and thank you in person. My great-granddaughter, Scarlett Nicola Aitian of Elkhorn, turned 7 on the 18th, and I was invited to her party. What a lively, well-planned party I witnessed with her family and friends. Emmy Schneider was at two of her grandson's birthdays, birthdays just one day apart, but living far apart. They celebrated at their parents' place here in Verdun. Emmy had the joy spending time with her great-grandchildren also. Now, here is a quote I have used before but I love it. Quote for the day. Fall has always been my favorite season. The time when everything bursts with its last beauty, as if nature had been saving up all year for the grand finale. Lauren DiStefano. Miniota by Linda Clark. Baptism was celebrated this past Sunday at the Miniota Anglican Church with Reverend Chad McCharles from Neepawa officiating. Welcomed by baptism were Asher and Quill, sons of Melanie and Jared Crichton and Emerson, daughter of Lacey and Walter Lovely. Family and friends celebrated at the home of great-grandpa Larry Walker following the service. Welcome to Diane Kirk, who has moved from Hamiota to our community. We hope you enjoy your new home. A warm welcome to Mariana Loconte, who is teaching GR 4, Derek Cross, who is teaching subjects in GR 5-8, and Megan Fortier, who is an EA in our Miniota school this fall. Other staff members are Britta King K, GR.1, Tynell Graham GR 2/3, Stacy Paul GR 5/6, Trisha Leland GR 7/8 and Resource, Jaylene Stone K, GR.6 PE, Trevor Lewis GR 7/8 and Administrator, Shelley Gardham and Courtney Muir EA, Lori Sheen as Secretary, Librarian and Janine Walker Custodian. We hope you all have a wonderful year. Many are probably wondering about the fence to the south of the school. Preparations are being made for a portable classroom to be installed. With the rise in our school population, now at 84 students, more room is needed. A good thing to have happening in our small community. From Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. Why did you do all this for me? He asked. I don't deserve it. I've never done anything for you. You have been my friend, replied Charlotte, that in itself is a tremendous thing.